AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Just under 150 people remain unaccounted for as search teams comb through the rubble of a 12-story beachside condo in the Miami area. A 12th victim found today. Calls are being resisted to change the search and rescue mission to one of search and recovery.
God, stop the clock.
Stop the clock?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Give us some time.
Colonel Golan Vach is with the Israeli Defense Force Search and Rescue and is involved in the operation in Florida.
The pancake is very, very tight. I don't know why, but it's very, very tight. There is no much space between the floors. This is it. It's meshed.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden will be going to Florida Thursday.
The visit is being, of course, closely coordinated with officials on the ground to ensure it does not draw any critical local resources from ongoing search and rescue operations.
Today, the president was in La Crosse, Wisconsin. He's confident about passage of a $973 billion infrastructure bill.
I think we're going to get it passed.
Some Republicans question whether it's wise to pass a bipartisan bill if it's linked to a party-line budget reconciliation measure. The president has been promising millions of new jobs.
Not minimum wage jobs, not $15 an hour jobs, prevailing wage jobs, good paying jobs. Repairing our roads and our bridges.
After a school year marred by the pandemic, states are starting to release new standardized test scores that offer an early glimpse as to how far students have fallen behind. The House easily passes legislation that would make it easier for Afghans who work for American military or NATO to relocate to the U.S. Bill was made more urgent with the looming withdrawal of U.S. and NATO troops from Afghanistan. This is AP News. Major League Baseball suspends a Seattle pitcher. Ed Donahue explains why.
Seattle Mariners pitcher Hector Santiago has been suspended for 10 games. He was ejected from a game Sunday. An umpire checked his glove in the fifth inning.
He said he just felt some stuff sticky on the inside of the glove. So all I used was rosin. I mean, I used it on both sides. Arm sweat, trying to keep that sweat from dripping down to the hands.
Rosin is approved for use, and Santiago says he understands the rules.
I'm going to use rosin. That's what we got. I don't want this to be a big thing.
It turned out to be a big thing. Santiago is appealing the suspension. Under the crackdown that started last week, all pitchers are being checked by umpires during games for illicit grip-enhancing substances. I'm Ed Donahue.
Last year, Arizona voters approved a 3.5% surtax on wealthy taxpayers to help fund schools. The GOP-controlled legislature has been busy passing bills reducing that tax. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.